ABC Radio Australia.
And it's taken a while since Tautai Kaafu resigned at the end of the Rugby World Cup last year, but now the Akaritahi have not just one new coach, they have two. The man who led the Tongan men's sevens team to within touching distance of the World Series core group, Tevita Tuifua, will be at the helm, with former 15s captain Lili Latu as his right-hand man. As Marion Tupu reports from Nuku'alofa, the Tonga Rugby Union made their choice after receiving applications from candidates in South Africa, South America, Japan, Europe, Australia and New Zealand.
It all starts again from here for the Ikaritahi, with Tonga's most capped player Lili Latu sharing the coaching reins and pledging to rebuild the squad within the narrow time frames that the Pacific nations always have to work in.
The time frame is always an issue for us coming together for test matches. So our plan at the moment is to identify the players quite early, work on a system that's going to benefit everybody. And we usually get a week to train before we play our test match. So you can see the time frame is not always on our side, but it's coming up with a system that we can play and everybody will buy into. We want to change the way they think coming in and having a system that it's easy for them to learn.
The new head coach, Tevita Tuifua, is committed to the task ahead and ready to resettle in Tonga if that's what the TRU require.
It is a great honour and a privilege for me, so humbling to knock on the job and represent our country.
One of the main concerns from TRU is having the head coach to be established here in Tonga. You're not currently living here in Tonga. Would you take up the opportunity to live here in Tonga for your role?
Yeah, any time, any day, 100% committed.
TRU Chief Executive Isaiah Aulele says the board sets out to look for one coach with no restriction on where that person would come from. But in the end, he says the two Tongans were the best candidates and in the board's view, even better as a duo.
We did not put a limit if they were Tongan or not. We wanted coaches who could unite, stabilise a team. And these guys' record, they had that ability to unite a team and their success on the field as a sevens coach and a 15s coach. We were looking for just a coach, but then we saw that why not have two? There's more energy, there's more power. Nili is totally different from Tevita and he complements what Tevita does.
When the search for a new coach began, the suggestion was the TRU would like a local candidate to take on the role. But the CEO says no one in Tonga was prepared to put their hands up.
The surprising thing for us is there were no local applications. So we were surprised about that, but that doesn't really matter when you're looking at candidates. You know, you try to be blind to any barriers, you know, and just look at the person and their qualifications and what they bring to the table. So where they came from didn't really matter. The coaches are the best right now for what we need. In regards to if they had the best qualifications, you know, I'm sure there's others who have qualified and experienced much better than they do. But for what we need right now, they're the best.
So why were you surprised that there was no local?
Because of the locals, they always talk a lot about how good they
guys. How many qualified local coaches in Tonga?
There were three, I think there were about 10, but there are only about four or three active at the moment.
Lili Latu says the makeup of the new Ikaritahi squad will be centred on the best players available, whether they are based overseas or in Tonga.
And I think that's dividing us as a nation and as players. It doesn't matter if you play overseas or you're in Tonga, we're all Tongan. You know, we are clear about that. Myself and Tevita, we're all in the same boat. So everybody will get the same chance to play for Ikaritahi. They have the right to play for our national team. We have to come up with a system of coaching our coaches, developing our players, opening up pathways for our players to have the opportunity. We want to bring the mafana back to our people, celebrate the little wins. I know everybody's expecting big things straight off the bat, but nothing for us is step by step.
So how does the Ikaritahi's new number two assess what lies ahead?
I guess it's always the time bringing everybody together and also clubs holding our players back. So that's always going to be a challenge. But I think at the same time, we've got to work with what we have and make our boys believe that we can achieve whatever we want to put our mind to.
Because you were the head coach for the women's team, so you have given that up for this.
Correct. I had to pass that on and Eddie Aulele's taken over. So I know working with Eddie, he will do a great job.
But while he may be stepping down as national women's coach, Belenato Sakalia, the CEO at Moana Pasifika, is hopeful that Lili Latu will continue in his role with the Super Rugby franchise.
He plays a key support role through to Tanner in the coaching role. And we certainly don't see any reason why he can't continue to be a part of the MP environment and fulfil his international duties. We've had assistant coaches in the past perform roles for international teams, both Tonga and Samoa, so we see no reason why that shouldn't be happening with Nelly.
Prior to the World Cup last year, there was quite a fanfare about what impact heritage players like former All Blacks Charles Bitao and Malakai Fekitoa might have on the team's performance. In the end, things didn't work out for the Ikalitahi in what was a very tough World Cup pool, but Nelly Latu expects most of the star names who came on board to stick with the side under new management.
A lot of these boys I played with, a lot of communication has already gone out, and a lot of the boys want to come back and play, understanding that we're going to rebuild the Ikalitahi. And I think if we do it for the right reason, the result will speak for itself. So it's not turning up for a holiday, it's turning up to represent our country. This year it's going to be a hard year, but through your prayers and people wanting to come and help, sponsorship, but we want to work together with everybody. We're here to serve you guys, so whatever's best for the country, that's the direction we're going to take.
Nelly Latu ending that report from Marion Kupu in Nukualofa, and the hard work starts for Latu and head coach Tuifua in June with the test matches against Italy and Spain, followed by games against Fiji and Samoa in the Pacific Nations Cup later in the year.